From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your Chock Top and popcorn, sit back and relax. And don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, hello, let's do this. JT and Grant Lee back for another episode of Talking Flicks. Mr. Lee, hello.
Well, hello, Jay. How are you this week?
Fantastic, as usual. It's been a good week, as always. How's it been for you? You had a good one?
Oh, look, we've had a bumper of a week. With the opening of Inside Out 2, it has been like the old days of cinema when people were coming in and watching movies and enjoying themselves. It was so good to see so many people coming in.
It's got to be the addition of anxiety, right? That's got to be doing it. Yes,
I had a bit of anxiety when they came in.
Oh, but how good is it to see them flocking to the counter to grab their tickets and grabbing some snacks to go on the way? Oh, great movie outing.
Oh, it certainly is. And it was so good to see so many people. And I'd like to thank everyone for understanding that, you know, it is busy and, you know, we're trying to get everyone in so quickly, as all the cinemas are trying to do to get you in as quickly as possible so you get to sit down and relax and enjoy the show.
I had actually heard as well, just by some of the people that had been to see it in the last week, that a bit of a tearjerker at times. I'm not sure. Like, I guess obviously there's some of these emotions that come in, but a movie that has been so well done. So well done to Pixar for putting on a fantastic movie. But yeah, I think for anyone who hasn't seen it yet, it's one of those to go and do.
Oh, it certainly is. And you know, they can't leave the next one 10 years.
Too long.
It's too long.
Way too long.
It's too long between movies. Way too long. So let's hope they'll do another one in the next few years. Three, four years, let's say. Not 10.
Let's hope. Have you been to see it yet, Mr. Lee? You haven't gone along to see these emotions?
No, not yet. And I've been trying to. I actually had a busy weekend away. I drove to Forbes for the weekend to see my brother, which was really nice. It was a long way to go, 5.5 hours from Tamworth, let me tell you. But it was well worth it. We had a surprise 50th birthday for him. So it was so good. He was so surprised to see his family all there. And I have to say, his partner, Tiff, did such a great job in organizing everything and keeping it quiet. And that's hard. You know, when you do a surprise, it's hard to keep it quiet when there's a number of people knows. And, you know, you're sure someone's going to say something, or, you know, you're the one that's going to slip out something that you shouldn't have. Where I didn't talk to him for the last week or so because I was too scared that I was going to say something.
It would be you, Mr. Lee. It would be you, right?
It would be me, and that's why I went, I'm not talking to him, just in case.
What I want to know, very importantly, what was the carpool karaoke on the 5-hour trip, and how many of these songs did you lead?
Well, can I tell you, I actually told my sisters and brother-in-law, because I drove my car and I drove for the whole time to and back because I wanted to see if I could do it, which I did, but prior to going, I said, how lucky, it's a 5.5 hour trip, right? How lucky we have 5.5 hours of Talking Flicks we can listen to.
Yes, that's
because I knew they hadn't caught up on it for a little while. So I thought, you know, we'll just play that. And they're going, not 5.5 hours. So anyway, we got to Dubbo and I went, oh my God, I forgot to put the podcast on. Oh, it's all right. We've got 5.5 hours tomorrow.
Plenty more episodes. And you know what, Mr. Lee, the great news is we're about to make another one. So,
exactly. So I could drive for 6 hours now, 7 hours. So that'd be good.
We've got a massive show coming up. All the usuals. We'll take a look at some new movies for this week. We'll go around the screens too this week, Mr. Lee, because you guys have got a fair bit going on at the Forum and Odeon 5. It's packed out next few weeks.
Do. Yeah, which is really good. It's good to see.
Also got some news as well. We have a new game, Mr. Lee, a new game to play.
I know, and it's starting to really scare me because I don't know other than a little bit about it. So I'm going to hear for the first time when you're telling everybody what's happening and how it's working. That's when I find out.
Yeah, so Mr. Lee and I will be going head-to-head in this game for points. Well, that mean absolutely nothing at all, mind you. It stands for nothing. But we'll dissect that very soon, and I'll tell you how we're playing. Also, as well, Mr. Lee, some free movie tickets up for grabs a bit later on as well. So it's so busy, we've got to get things started.
Yes, we do. Let's get into it.
These guys are back.
Eh? Bat boy? What kind of bat boy? No. Bat boy. Ah! Bat boy!
Oh, my God. That noise. It's just so legendary, is it not?
It certainly is. And, you know, the funny thing is you always hear Banana. Like, they just do it so well. Of course, we're talking about Despicable Me, and this is the fourth one in the franchise. Can you believe it? The first one came out 14 years ago. Then we had one in 2013. Then we had 2017. And now, finally, we've got another one. So we've got Gru back. We've got Lucy, Margot, Edith, and Agnes. And it's so good. I just think it is one of the best franchises that they've ever done, Universal. Like, it is just so much fun. Everyone enjoys it.
Yeah, and I don't know, Miss Lee, I just remember back in the day, I wasn't a huge fan of the Minions. I don't know if you remember, but just something about the sound. It's just, it's kind of like, there's obviously, you know, when you run your fingernails down a chalkboard, that's annoying, but sometimes the Minions just, I don't know what it is, Mr. Lee. I don't know. They just, but you know what? They are very cute, and they're yellow, and the kids love them, right?
Yes. Oh, they certainly do. Everyone loves the Minions, except for you, Jay. You must be the only one in the world that doesn't like the Minions.
Let's have a listen to Despicable Me 4.
Gru's been compromised.
Your family's lives are at stake.
What did he say?
Maxine Rumal has escaped from prison.
I'm coming for my revenge, Gru.
We have to get to the safe house.
It has a vending machine.
The most important part of a heist is being aware of potential danger. No.
Ladies and gentlemen, our new secret weapon, the Mega Minion.
There is no room for error.
What do you think, Mr. Lee? Can you talk some Minion for me? Can you work out what they're saying there? Because I have got no idea.
No, I can't. No. I'll admit I can't talk Minion. So all I can say is banana. No. That's the only thing I can say in Minion
just
talk.
Woeful. Absolutely woeful.
But, I know it is, isn't it?
But how are the Minions voiced? I just love it. You'd be very surprised.
The voices of the Minions are actually done by Pierre Coffin and Chris Renaud, the directors of the movie. And what they've done is created this incredibly unique language. A lot of times it sounds like it's gibberish. A lot of times you hear a little bit of French. You hear all kinds of languages being incorporated into the way they speak.
Yes, Paratu.
And then occasionally you hear a word or two of English, or that sounds like English, that gives you a sense of what the Minions are actually saying.
Yeah, I've got no idea half the time, but the kids love it. They do love it.
Oh, they do. And you know what? They probably understand it more than what we do.
Kids just generally tend to pick up on this kind of stuff. But it is great to have.
Certainly do.
Great to have the Minions back. Great to have Gru back. Of course, Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig, Will Ferrell, and also too part of the movie is Miranda Cosgrove, who she played Summer in School of Rock. You know, the Jack Black film back there, which was only,
yes,
little Summer. Now, she first voiced Margot when she was 13. She's now 31. That just
holy dooly, wow.
Puts into perspective how long between the movies. So
that is unbelievable.
Probably one of the big movies for this week, I dare say, that everyone will be flocking out to see, along with Inside Out 2.
Exactly right. And I'm going to say, if you are looking at going to the movies this weekend, make sure you buy your tickets online so you don't miss out on getting a seat. Because I know there were so many people buying tickets and everything. But if you can buy it online, at least you know you've got your seat booked.
Yeah, don't miss out, because Mr. Lee always forgets to book before he goes. So he ends up missing out. Isn't that right, Mr. Lee?
You know what? Nothing has changed out of all these years, Jay. I still forget to book.
I mean, you wouldn't help yourself to the cinemas, would you, Mr. Lee? You wouldn't like sneak in through the never. Back door or something?
Oh,
no,
never. No, I would never do that. Because very good, because you might must have a ticket.
Yes,
you have to have a ticket to go inside the cinema. So I would never do that.
So official, so official. This is why you're manager, Mr. Lee. This is why you're manager.
Correct.
You take your job very seriously.
I take the lead by example approach.
Yeah, so if you're trying to sneak in a side door, just be careful, because Mr. Lee will probably pop up out of nowhere and bust you.
Exactly right. And that could be anywhere in Wagga, Orange or Tamworth.
Let's look at some movies screened this week. It's a full list.
Oh, it certainly is. There are so many. We've got The Watchers, The Exorcism, The Inside Out 2, Unsung Hero, Bad Boys, Ride or Die, The Garfield Movie, Furiosa, Mad Max Saga, If, Kingdom of Planet of the Apes, The Fall Guy, The Way, My Way, and What About Sal, all playing at a cinema near you. Just go to the websites, forum6.com.au or the odeon5.com.au to check out what's playing in your town now.
Yeah, and as you heard from Mr. Lee, make sure you book in advance before you go. It's so easy to do it online. You don't have to queue up, do you? Because you just go, is that right? You just go straight in?
Yeah, you actually go to the ticket kiosk when you get there. You print out your tickets and you can just go straight in through past the usher. The usher will check your ticket and then you can go into the cinema. I'm going to actually give you a little secret here, Jay.
Ooh.
If you go in and buy your ticket online, print it out at the kiosk, go to the usher, they'll let you in, get your seat, then leave the family there and, you know, leave mum and the kids there. Dad, you can go back out to the front, get the snacks, and then go back in. That's the best way.
Good way to do it, Mr. Lee. That's some good advice. You've done that before, have you? Because it sounds like you know what you're doing there. You sound like you're professional.
I have. But sometimes I do make Wendy go out and I stay with the boys. But, yeah, that was when they were little. I don't do it now.
Oh, no, you get the snacks now. That's very important. You get the snacks.
Yes, I send the boys out to get all the snacks. Even better. Then they have to pay for it.
Well, good to see you're still tight, Mr. Lee. Good to see nothing's changed.
Nothing will ever change on that. funny. Now, let's have a look at the top fives from around the world and Australia. I thought, you know, been such a great week in cinema, and as I said, this is the first time in a long time that we've had this. Where else? But let's go back to the USA, because I love the USA, because that's where a lot of our great movies come from, as well as Australia, but some of them. So the number five for the USA is The Watchers. Number four is The Garfield Movie. Number three is Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Number two is Bad Boys, Ride or Die. And number one for the US, Inside Out 2.
Now, very soon, Mr. Lee, we are going to break down some figures for Inside Out 2. And I think with some of the news that we have this week on that movie, you'll be mind blown, but
yeah,
no absolutely. Surprises. It is at number one, very deserving of its spot, and it could be there for a while, Mr. Lee.
I think it could be, but you know what? I think DM4 may, you know, have its run and it might take over this week.
Oh, this is good. This is kind of like
everyone loves the Minions.
Like a boxing match. This is good. Inside Out 2 and the Minions going up against each other.
Oh, it's going to be a great weekend, I think. It's going to be really good.
Now, the top five for Australia, Mr. Lee, how are we looking over here?
Yeah, we've got number five is If, number four is Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, number three is The Garfield Movie, number two is Bad Boys, Ride or Die, and number one for Australia, Inside Out 2. And it is so good that, Yeah, I know we're following the States with the number one movie and the number two as well, but it just proves that that's what, you know, people are enjoying in the US and Australia. Just shows so much. It's really good.
Let's go to the top end. How about we find out and see how the top five is looking in the Northern Territory?
Yep, let's do it. Number five is the Garfield movie. Number four is The Way, My Way. Number three is If Bad Boys Ride or Die come its number two, but number one for the NT, Inside Out 2.
Again, huge figures, Mr. Lee. We can finally reveal that because it was out last Thursday. So in a bit over a week, what kind of money, what kind of figures are we looking at for box office?
So this is worldwide, okay, because it released around the world at the same time, which is so good they can do these sort of things now. But in the last weekend, it took $295 million in 4 days.
We've got to be talking some kind of record here, surely. Like that is huge.
We are. It is absolutely huge. And this is the biggest opening so far for 2024. And it's also one of the biggest animated movies of all time worldwide. It is incredible to think one movie can do that much. And it's an animated movie of all, which is even better.
We're calling it the Barbie of 2024.
Yes, so far. Yeah.
But Barbie had so much hype leading up to it that you just knew that it was going to break all kinds of records. Inside Out 2, yeah, Amy Poehler's been over here doing a lot of interview and press and things like that, and we've heard a bit more about the extra emotions added to the film, and people had kind of started to rave about it before it had opened and we had started seeing it, but you never would have anticipated those kinds of numbers.
No.
Not really forecast.
And it's funny you bring up the Barbie thing again, because the amount of money they spent on Barbie, on the marketing, was almost how much they spent making the movie. And I know Inside Out 2 didn't have that much of a budget. They started advertising this movie. The trailer first went on release in January 28 this year, when it was the 23-24 NFL playoffs championship game. So that's when they first initially did the trailer. And then they've just released different trailers throughout the months, being the last one, the second one, which was on May 7 for Inside Out 2. So it's so good that they know exactly how to market, how to push, and even with, you know, all the combos that are out there for it. You know, we had special cups, and I know Orange merch did as well. And, yeah, the merch for it, you just go into any shop, you see the merch, you see fast food shops that have been into it, and it makes and helps promote the movie, which is a great thing.
So I, without a doubt, I would imagine we're going to see an Inside Out 3, and hopefully not as long between movies, because with a result like that, it's very well deserving of a third movie in the franchise. Oh,
it certainly is. Yeah, it certainly is. It should be, you know, let's hope it's only in a few years' time. And talking about big movies, Bad Boys Ride or Die has just hit the $1 billion mark for worldwide, which that's massive.
That is
for
huge.
A movie that it's, you know, it's been out for how many years now, that franchise, and it's now gone into the $1 billion. It's incredible. It's a credit to Will Smith, and especially him, because as we all know, you know, the slapgate that happened a few years ago, and
the big, you know, big talking point. Hesitant. Yeah. He's bounced
absolutely
back.
And a lot of studios wouldn't touch him because, you know, that's a bad thing, and it is a bad thing. It's a terrible thing that he did. And for him to kind of be on the back into the film industry, it's really good, because he is, you know, give him credit, he is a great actor, and what he does, he knows his talent, he knows how to act, and he knows how to bring in the dollars for studios.
And he's partner in crime too, Martin Lawrence. The two of them just go hand in hand. And
they do. And
when you watch the movie, it's like going back 30 years all over again.
It certainly is. And look, I'm going to bring it up. Yes, I did have hair 30 years ago, as I know we said.
Well, I don't know, Mr. Lee. That was 30 years.
Because I know you were going to do it.
You could have been thinning out 30 years ago, Mr. Lee. So there's still some question marks. Now, Mr. Lee, I did have hair. I was only six, so.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I know. This is putting things in perspective for you, isn't it, Mr. Lee?
Please.
Yep.
I won't say how old I was, but anyway. Righto. Moving on, Jay, because I don't want to talk my hair about anymore. Uncharted. Now, do you remember this movie? It came out in 2022, and it had Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg. It was massive when it first came out. They're actually now officially, we can now say, Uncharted 2 as in the works.
Great. That's really good. And not we haven't had to wait a massively long time to get a second one in the works as well. So and as we said again, Tom Holland, you know, fantastic in the first Uncharted. So I would be interested to see what they do with this movie. Could be very good.
I will be too. Yeah, it will be very interesting how they do it because I know the first one went very, very well. And I do vaguely remember watching it. Off the top of my head, I can't remember too much about it, but I do remember watching it.
You must have been doing a cinema check or something at the time, Mr. Lee. Were you,
look, I must have been. Yeah,
fixed the projector or something.
A couple of hours. yeah, but I know, and I remember it being very popular, but when the first one came out, it was so popular. And because you got those two main actors, that's brilliant. Like, they're two great actors. Yet again, I wonder if this might be a little bromance as well, you know, as Maybe. Martin Lawrence and Will Smith and Kevin Hart and The Rock, you know.
Would you like to have a bromance with Mark Wahlberg, Mr. Lee? Would that make you happy?
It would make me happy. I reckon he'd be a really nice guy to sit down and have a coffee with. I think he'd be interesting to talk to.
Yeah, he had a great career. Great career. And, of course, you can talk about Boogie Nights,
he's had a
that
massive
movie.
Career.
I'm sure he can fill you in. Just saying, Mr.
Lee.
That
was a funny movie, wasn't it?
It was a great movie. There's some scenes there we just can't unsee.
Except for the end. Yeah, correct.
Deadpool and Wolverine. There's some news on these films, Mr. Lee. And China, what's going on?
Look, China is one of the biggest ticket money-making countries in the world. And every studio loves to have their movies open in China. Well, Deadpool Wolverine has just been approved to have a release in China. So that is going to be a massive boost to the pockets of the studios, which is great because it is. It's one of the biggest money-making countries for cinema. Chinese love movies, especially American movies. They love. And this Deadpool Wolverine, I think, is going to be probably the biggest movie of this year.
Yeah, they're getting a bit of Hugh Jackman was Wolverine. Was that, am I thinking it sounded the same?
That's correct. Yeah.
Bit of a jack.
And you know what? He found it so hard because he had to get really buffed up for it. And it's a lot of work. Yeah, you know, putting your body through all that exercise and the eating regime that you've got to do, it's a massive thing. And he wants to be authentic as well because you know how, you know, you can use CGI for everything these days.
Mm.
Well, it's not. It's actually him. So, which good credit for him because, you know, that's a good thing for him to actually bring Wolverine. And the only person that I thought that would be able to get him back into the Wolverine costume would be Ryan Reynolds, his best mate. So,
true.
And they've got a little bromance happening as well. So,
all these bromances, Mr. Lee. And then, of course, there's you and me. I mean, we know all about the bromance there, right?
Do we?
Yeah.
No, we don't have one.
This is just purely working.
This is a working relationship. That's all.
Oh, but Mr. Lee, all those times we went to those rom-coms, those romantic dramas.
Oh, kiddie, yeah.
We even sat through a Met Opera together, and then you're saying it was all for nothing, Mr. Lee. Talk about giving out.
I am kidding. Jay. I would never say that. We've done a lot, haven't we?
We
After
have,
all
Mr.
these
Lee,
years.
And all those times I've thrown you under the bus. And you know what, Mr. Lee? I'm going to do it
again. Oh, you too.
I'm going to do it again right now with our brand new game, Mr. Lee.
Oh, this is worrying me. Yes, okay. Give me the rundown. What are we doing?
All right, so brand new. This is called the Amar game. And it's exactly as the title suggests. Mr. Lee, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. I'm going to give you a topic about movies or the film industry, just something related to movies. Mm-hmm. For 60 seconds, you got to talk about it nonstop, and you can't say or pause.
Or Oh, gee, this is going to be hard. Mm. This is not going to be easy because I do say arm and ah quite a bit.
You do, Mr. Lee, you do. But this is the one time you can't do it.
Especially when I'm under pressure. This is really pressure. This is, and I have no idea what you're going to give me at all. So this
could
be
over
very,
very,
hard.
Very quickly, Mr. Lee. This really
could be. It could be. It could be.
Well, the good thing is, I think for a topic for week number one, Mr. Lee, I think it's pretty easy. So I don't think you're going to have too many issues, but you do have 60 seconds on the clock. And as soon as you do an um or an ah, you're gone, okay? Are you ready, Mr. Lee?
Okay, too easy.
60 seconds on the clock, and your topic is Hollywood.
Well, Hollywood is located in California, in LA. It is one of the main places in the world, other than Bollywood, which is in India, that make movies. All our studios like Sony, Universal, all in Hollywood or in Television City, which is great. I actually visited Hollywood many years ago and we went to Universal Studios, had a look around, enjoyed it, and we actually did the VIP tour, which was fantastic. And I can recommend, if you are going to go to Universal Studios, that is one of the things you do. You visit Paramount Studios and you go onto the back lot of that area. It is incredible. Hollywood, you walk down the Hollywood Walk of Fame, you see the stars, and you may even get to see Chris Hemsworth, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago, getting a Hollywood star on the actual Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, my God. Lordy, Mr. Lee. Oh, Jesus. Well done, Mr. Lee.
Oh, well, thank you. So that didn't seem like a minute. I could have talked for another five.
This is impossible. This is just, I thought you'd be gone within 10 seconds.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that was 60 seconds. I didn't even get through any of the other stuff I was going to talk about.
You could have gone for 10 minutes. Maybe this game is going to be a bit harder than I thought. All right, I underestimated you, Mr. Lee. I'm just peeling off a gold, peeling off a gold sticker to put on the Wall of Fame. So you've got one gold star, Mr. Lee. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And you know what? I now cannot wait for next week because what? I'm going to have a ball on something that you have no idea about.
I tried to go. Just remember, Mister, I did go easy on you, right? So just keep that in mind, please. Yeah.
I'll go easy on you as well to be the first one. I won't make it too hard. I won't. I wouldn't do that to you, Jay, because you were too kind to me.
Now I've got to sweat for the next 7 days waiting to find out what. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. Thanks, Mister Lee. Thank you very much. I'll be doing some brushing up too. No doubt it'll be something ridiculous like Star Trek or Star Wars or some rubbish like that. That's what I'm going to put up with, isn't it?
Or something about Minions. I don't know.
I'll talk in Minion for the 60 seconds. Don't you worry. It's not hard, is it? You'll give me a pass mark for that. But so next week the Amar game is back and we'll see if I can level the scores and make it 1-1 or will I go down the drain? We'll find out next week. Speaking of next week, Panda Bear in Africa. What's this one about? Sounds interesting.
Look, it is. It's all about a young panda that travels from China to Africa to rescue his best friend. And you know what? I would do that for you, Jay. If I had to rescue, I would travel wherever you were. Here we are. The bromance is happening. I would travel to pick you and bring you back to Australia. So, because I know if you were kidnapped, it wouldn't be the same without you here. So I would do
that's
that.
So lovely, Mr. Lee. I'm just tearing up over here. Just give me a second.
And another one that opens up that's probably down your alley, Jay, Quiet Place Day One.
You betcha.
And this is where the aliens actually start invading New York.
Who would have thought that you could actually fear quiet?
Yeah, this is, and this is actually a prequel to all the other Quiet Places, so this is going to be very, very scary. I watched the trailer and it was like, ooh, yeah, this is scary.
So, again, another horror movie, Mr. Lee. Here we go. It's 2024 horror movie heaven. If you are a horror movie fanatic, geez, you'd be having, what a year for you to be getting out absolutely. Seeing new movies. Yes.
Yeah. Because this has been so many horror movies released this year. It is unbelievable. It's probably more horror movies than any other year that I can even think of. Because usually they come in out around October because of Halloween.
Halloween, yeah.
But it's been just constant, hasn't it? Which is a good genre of film if you are into horror film, as you are, Jay. So I'm very happy for you.
Thank you, Miss Lee. I'm sure you're quite disappointed there's another horror movie coming out, but that's okay. Well, as we head towards wrapping things up for this week, let's give away some free movie tickets. Congratulations to Emily Collins. Good on you, Em. Congratulations.
Well done. Well done, Emily.
Last week the question was name a new movie out, and of course she named Inside Out 2, which no doubt everyone's gone to go and see. And I think she said in her response she actually wants to go and see it, so now she can.
Oh, how good is that? On me, of course.
On you, Mr. Lee.
It was me shouting. 100%. You know, one week we might even get you to shout. You should shout one week.
I'm happy to do that. That's because, you know, that's what I do. Let's give out some so more tickets. Simple question for this week to get your hands on them is who voices Gru in Despicable Me 4?
Oh, how easy is that?
Too easy. One of the biggest comedians, right?
Yep, absolutely. He's been in so many movies. And, 40-year-old virgin, I can still see him getting his hair ripped out of his chest. And that was actually real. That was happening. And his response, was so clever. It was very funny.
We should do that to you, Mr. Lee. That could be your scene, right? Oh. Let's trap you to a chair.
I don't know about that, Tim.
Just so you're aware, I'm not waxing you. I never said I was doing it, but we'll find someone to do that on your behalf. How does that sound?
Oh, thank God for that. That wasn't
maybe,
you.
Maybe Wendy would do it. Do you reckon Wendy would do it? I reckon she'd come and do it for us.
No, I don't think she would either. No. But she likes my chest hair. So anyway, we're going down to a track that we don't need to.
Ooh.
I think we're just giving our listeners something that they're probably not going
to. Lucky we're about to wrap things up today, Mr. Lee. We're just about to hit the off button.
Very lucky.
And we're leaving everyone with some very, very bad thoughts. While there's not hair on your head, Miss Lee, there's hair of other places, obviously, and that's what you're alluding to. So anyway.
I want to thank our great sponsors, the Forum 6 Cinema in Wagga and Tamworth and the Odeon 5 in Orange. Without their help, we don't get to do our podcast that we love doing so much. So visit their websites, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. And to tell us what the answer is to that question of who voices Gru in Despicable Me 4, just head to our Facebook page and send us a DM, or head to our website and click on the link and send us an email. So very, very easy to enter.
So we should have said that first, Mr. Lee, but you're too busy talking about your chest hair. So we got very sidetracked. Very sidetracked.
And that's why I thought I would go back to it and just say it, just in case I don't want to go back down that track again. Oh, my dear.
Mr. Lee, we've got to wrap things up. We just got to.
We do.
Can you still call the cinemas? Is that because remember in the back of the day, you used to phone a number and you used to hit a certain number and then you got session times and.
We still do that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. You can still actually ring any of the cinemas, and you do. You hit one to hear what's playing, whatever it is. Or we hit two to hear whatever that movie is. Yeah, no, we still do that because we still get a lot of people ringing. Most people go to our websites, which is great, and because you can buy online as well at the same time. And then, if you phone us, there's a special number. I'm not sure what it is in our other sites, but I know it's number 9 for us, and it goes straight to the front box office, so you get to talk to a human.
Number 9, you get to chat to Mr. Lee, and you can talk about his chest hair. Have a lovely week. We'll catch you again next
Thank
Friday.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode, anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.